Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. As the importance of China's influence grows, so does the need for people who understand Chinese culture and the Chinese language. To foster that sort of understanding, universities across the United States, including Michigan State University, have established Confucius Institutes. Host universities like MSU work with the Chinese education agency Hanban to train teachers from the U.S. and China to promote Chinese language learning. Recently, though, the American Association of University Professors called on schools to either scrap their partnerships or renegotiate them. The AAUP says these arrangements lack transparency and put academic freedom at risk. Current State Scott Pohl has more on the AAUP's complaints about Confucius Institutes. Welcome back, Scott.
Hi, Mark. MSU started a Confucius Institute 8 years ago. We're going to talk with two representatives of MSU's Confucius Institute in a few minutes. But first, let's hear from York Teed. He's a professor at Illinois Wesleyan University and a member of the committee that approved the AAUP statement criticizing Confucius Institutes. He thinks the AAUP's position on them has been misunderstood.
I mean, I think what is important, because this has been somewhat misrepresented by the Chinese news media in particular, is that this is not specifically directed at China or Confucius Institutes. There are specific example that we picked because there were a number of reports in the press recently about concerns. But what we have to say is very general about the establishment of institutes like the Confucius Institutes at American universities under the conditions that Confucius Institutes are created. I think the main concern about them is that they are created in American universities as separate entities funded by a foreign government or by a foreign government related entity. In particular, that the instructors teaching there are hired and trained by a foreign government entity, and that they supply teaching material like textbooks. That means that the kind of institutional autonomy and faculty role in selecting instructional staff and in selecting teaching material is now being handed over to an outside entity, and that concerns the AAUP.
What might be at risk?
I mean, what is at risk is the freedom of exchange that occurs in classrooms all over the United States. I think to pick a very specific example for a moment, suppose there's another Tiananmen Square massacre or something of that scale in China, and there are students in a class on Chinese culture that is organized by the Confucius Institute. Now, in other classes in the United States, it would be appropriate and completely accepted to have a discussion about ongoing issues in a country that is being studied. My understanding from what we read in the press is that Confucius Institute's instructors are trained specifically by Hanban to redirect conversations or questions that are raised in the classrooms about matters that the Chinese government does not wish to have discussed. That is not acceptable. That is not how academic freedom operates in the United States. It is not the purview of a foreign government to instruct professors how to deal with issues that it does not wish to see addressed in an American classroom.
Is it possible or likely, though, that some Confucius Institutes have addressed these matters in ways that might satisfy the AAUP, that some of these concerns don't exist in some institutions? For instance, at Michigan State University, MSU's contract with Hanban. They say that there are no non-disclosure clauses about financing in their agreements, that with regard to confidentiality, they have received no explicit or implicit messages about the confidentiality aspect of these agreements. Would you agree that some institutions have handled this in a way that might satisfy the AAUP?
Yes, that could very well be the case. And we have not individually studied each of these agreements. We're really mostly interested in having three specific concerns addressed that we enumerate in the statement that we released. We want to make sure that the university retains unilateral control over academic matters, that Confucius Institute teachers have the same academic freedom rights as faculty who are employed by the university, and that the agreements are made available to the university community. Any Confucius Institute or any collaboration with foreign governments that satisfies these kinds of constraints, we would not be concerned with. We are simply responding to reports in the press that there are instances at some universities in the United States where that is not the case.
York Teed is with the American Association of University Professors. Thank you for joining us on Current State.
You're welcome.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.
Well, we have heard the position of the American Association of University Professors. Let's turn to MSU's Confucius Institute for reaction. We're joined now by Associate Directors Nancy Romig and Ruwei Ni. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
Nancy, what do you make of the AAUP's concerns about Confucius Institutes? They maintain at least some of them are threatened by a lack of transparency and a lack of academic freedom.
I think the issue that CIs are having is that it is a blanket statement that seems to apply that these problems are associated at all Confucius Institutes, whereas a lot of institutes have already been basically adhering to what AAUP wants us to adhere to.
Ruwei Ni, tell us about your experience with the MSU Confucius Institute. You handle direct communications with the Chinese Education Agency, Hanban, because of the language, but you've also gone through the program and have taught in China.
Yes, that's true. At CIMSU, I handle the direct communication with Hanban, and also I've been invited as a trainer at Hanban's teacher training to prepare teachers before they send them to CIs across the world. So for two statements that we heard from AAUP, the first about disclosure, I can say on behalf of our CI is that our agreement with Hanban is always, we never have any undisclosure problem with that. It's always under review of the public. So, and there's no clause of undisclosure in our agreement.
Mm. You ever felt pressured to withhold information about the Confucius Institute?
No, never. Never. I never had that pressure that to hide or to hold anything to review about Confucius Institute.
Nancy, do you think the AAUP investigated the Confucius Institute in depth to reach the conclusions they did?
No, I don't. I think that there are some examples out in the press that highlight some problematic CIs, and that is what drove their report, not looking at is this a systemic problem across all CIs or is this an isolated issue within certain CIs across the nation.
Are you confident that the CIs and the university professors will be able to work this out in the future?
I definitely hope so. I think that AAUP needs to come and look at possibly randomly selecting certain CIs and coming and looking and, you know, seeing what happens within the practices of CIs. Each CI has their own direction and purpose. For example, our focus is on K-12 education. Mm-hmm. And therefore, curriculum that is taught in language classes in K-12 are driven by the state standards. And therefore, it's impossible for Hanban to say that these give us a curriculum and say you have to teach this, because state standards dictate what is taught in K-12 schools.
But you are willing to acknowledge that the kinds of concerns that the AAUP has may exist in other Confucius Institutes?
It yes. may.
Okay.
It
mm-hmm.
may.
And how much do you know about that?
I don't think I know much about it. What I know is that every CI comes with different focuses. Some CI do have the teachers from China who teach in universities. I think that's where we have the problems. But in our case, we focus on K-12, as Nancy said. So the curriculum, text, and teachers, we have the screening and everything on those. As Nancy said, curriculums are actually determined by school district, not by us, not by Hanban.
Let's talk a little bit more about your particular mm-hmm. role here. You've said that K-12 Chinese language learning is your focus. You train teachers. It's a combination of Americans for whom Chinese is a second language and Americans for whom Chinese is the native language. And you were involved in getting Lansing's Post Oak Elementary School its Chinese immersion program. Tell us about that.
Correct. Several years back, we started conversations with Lansing School District on creating a Chinese immersion program. There were many hurdles involved with that in terms of teacher certification, meeting Michigan Department of Education's criteria for classroom teaching in K-12 schools, developing curriculum that incorporated Chinese language, but also immersion is subject-based language. So how can they use the Chinese language to teach the mathematics, the science, or the social studies? And we work very closely with Post Oak to start building the program. It has now encompasses preschool through seventh grade and is going into eighth grade next year.
Mm. Very interesting. Ru Wei Ni, were you involved in the Post Oak School establishment there?
Not in a very deep way, but in general, that's part of CI's work. So I'm always working with that, but I'm not the person directly take charge of that program.
Okay. How many teachers are in MSU's program at any one time, Nancy?
Well, we have a couple of different programs within that encompasses teachers. For our classroom teachers, these are actually F1 students who use curricular practical training to do their experience in classrooms teaching. With that, they come into the programs the same way any other F1 international student will in terms of applications and MSU student policies on reviewing application processes.
Your focus is on K-12 education now. Do you see an expanded focus in coming years for the MSU Confucius Institute, Ru Wei Ni? Could that expand?
Of course. That could be growing and expand to some other level and the big scale or larger scope is possible. But it depends on how we operate the institute and depends on the resources, how much we can get, and depends on our long-term plan. We actually used to have a program which targeting the college student is a learning student in a virtual environment online. But we discontinued that for many reasons. So we do not want to restrict our future development in any specific, but we focus on K-12. That is also inconsistent with our background at the College of Education here.
Very interesting. We want to thank our guests here from MSU's Confucius Institute Associate Directors, Nancy Romig and Ru Wei Ni. Thanks for joining us on Current State. Good luck.
Thank you.